grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Kingdom Destiny Radio Broadcast, the media ministry of the Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings Church, located at 135 Burnside Avenue in East Hartford, Connecticut. I'm your host, Bishop Christopher McCarter, and we thank God for you, and especially you on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we are truly grateful and thankful for another day to share with you, our listening audience, the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is a joy and an honor and a pleasure to share with you on this morning. So this morning we greet you with Jesus' joy on this morning. We're glad just to share with you once again on this new week that God has blessed us to share with you on this great day. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we do bless you and thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for last night's rest. Thank you, God, for your hand touch of love that woke us up this morning. We thank you, God, for your blood covering. Thank you, God, for your protection. Most of all, we thank you for salvation through your precious blood. God, you didn't have to do it for us, but God, we thank you that you did it for us on today. We ask, oh God, you search our hearts, our mind, our soul, our spirit, anything that would hinder us from moving forward with you, oh God, and being all that we can be for you. We ask, God, that you would remove it, take it out, forgive us. We repent in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you would wash us in your precious blood, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, creating us, oh God, a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit. Father, we just bless you and we thank you. We invite your presence, your spirit into the studio on today. God, that you would be glorified and magnified with all that is being said and done on this broadcast today. We pray, oh God, that you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. I pray, oh God, that something would be said on today that would encourage and bless the listeners on today. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless us, and we will bless you, oh God. We give you praise, glory, and honor for all things. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. We'd like to extend a warm welcome to all of the listeners on this morning and even to our first-time listeners and viewers on today. We trust that you are going to be blessed by today's broadcast here at Kingdom Destiny Radio Broadcast. I'd like to extend an invitation to all to fellowship and share with us at Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings Church. We are located at 135 Burnside Avenue in East Hartford, Connecticut. Our worship services are on Sundays at 10 a.m., Wednesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 12 noon. Three opportunities to come and share in fellowship with God's people. So we welcome you to come out and share with us in our services at Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings, 135 Burnside Avenue in East Hartford, Connecticut. Feel free to contact us at 860-655-0070. That's 860-655-0070. You can call us or text us. You can also email us at kingdom135@aol.com. That's kingdom135@aol.com. We're also available on social media, facebook.com. Feel free to look for us, Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings Incorporated. You'll find information about the ministry there, as well as videos of our worship services. Feel free to inbox us on social media with your prayer requests. Your prayer requests will be held in confidentiality. Send us your prayer requests. We will lay your prayer requests on the altar, and we will pray the prayer of faith, believing God to work miracles and blessings in your life. So feel free to reach out and contact us at Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings here in East Hartford, Connecticut. We want you to know today that we are praying for you, that there are many that are suffering, many are going through various things, and we want you to know that we are praying for you. And that's where we are on today. Some may be looking for a sermon, some may be looking for something or another, but that's where we have to go, and this is where God is leading us, is to pray for the people of God. We are living in perilous times. Yes, we are yet going through the pandemic, the COVID-19. Many have lost lives. Many have lost loved ones in their families. Many have gone through one thing or another. There are many families that have lost loved ones, not just to the COVID-19 pandemic, but even with natural causes. I can even share with you on today, I've lost a coworker, I've lost a friend on this past week, a fellow radio announcer here at the radio station, the late Mr. Bruce Jefferson, good friend of mine. We worked together diligently here at the radio station. Was a good friend. We lost him on last week. We are praying for the Jefferson family, the Powell family, and for his son and all of the family members. But we're praying for bereaved families on today, those who have lost loved ones, not just to the COVID-19, but in other areas. Many families have lost jobs, have lost opportunities. For one thing or another, things have been going one way or another for so many. And this is a time we need to pray. Pray and anticipate God to move on our behalf. We know that God can and God will do it for us. I know he can do it for you, and I know he's doing it for me. So I just thank and praise God for what God is going to do for you on today. Again, we want to extend that invitation to you. Send in your prayer request if you desire prayer. You can email us at kingdom135@aol.com, or you can text us live, 860-655-0070. We will receive your prayer request, and we will pray the prayer of faith for you on today, believing God to do great things in your life. We're going to pray. And even in these early hours of the morning, or whenever you're hearing this broadcast, live or on demand, just know that God's people at Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings, we are praying for you. And that's what's important, is that the prayer goes on. The Bible says, does anyone out there know what the Bible says? The Bible declares that we are to pray without ceasing. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So let's pray. And pray in faith, anticipating God to move in our behalf. He will do just what he said. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless you. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to come to your throne on this day. And Father, we come lifting up the needs of your people. We're praying this morning, God, for bereaved families. God, we mentioned the Jefferson family, the Powell family. God, there are so many families that have lost loved ones on this past week or in recent weeks or within the last few hours. God, we lift up bereaved families, oh God, this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for your comfort, for your peace to surround loved ones, oh God, for families, oh God, in the loss of loved ones, in the loss of jobs, the loss of homes, the loss of opportunities, the loss of resources. God, we just thank you, God, for how you're filling every void on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God, for how you are meeting needs for your people on today, in the name of Jesus. And we speak to every need on this morning, on today, in the name of Jesus. God, there are many that need jobs. And we thank you for how you're opening doors. God, you are availing jobs, oh God. You are opening doors. You are releasing finances, God. We just thank you for those who are weak, God. You are restoring, oh God. You're raising them up, oh God. We just thank you, God, for how you're doing it for your people in the name of Jesus. We speak to the need, oh God, those who are sick, those who are ailing, God, those, oh God, that are sick, oh God, that just need your hand touch, God. We just thank you, God, for how you're healing and how you're touching your people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for how you're raising my mother up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for how you spared her from, oh God, the stroke on last week, God. God, I just thank you, God, for healing my mother right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for how you're raising her up, God. And God, I just thank you, God, for how you're doing it for my brothers and my sisters. God, you're meeting every need, God. According to your word, you said you would supply our every need according to your riches and glory. And God, we thank you for how you're doing it now in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word, God. We anticipate you're doing great things in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that your perfect will be done. Let your word have free course. Lord, let your word have free access for your people and through your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Despite all that is going on around us, the elections, the pandemic, oh God, various things that are going on, God. God, we know that you are consistent. You are God and you change not. And God, we just thank you for you are the answer. God, you are the balm in Gilead, God. So we thank you in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of this election, in the midst of all that is going on, God, you are the answer for the world today. And God, we know you are our deliverer. And God, we thank you, God, for how you're doing it for your people. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it come into the hearts of men, the great things you have in store for your people. So God, we thank you for how you are moving mightily amongst your people. God, we thank you for how you're doing it for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we come against your plan and your agenda to steal, kill, and destroy. But we bind you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold off of God's people. And God, we declare and we decree victory in the name of Jesus for your people. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for how you're doing it. And we rest in you, oh God, knowing that all things are working together. And God, we thank you for doing it. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. For doing it now by faith in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. I trust and pray God is doing it for you right now. No matter what is going on, God is moving in your behalf. God is doing it. I know by faith he's doing it for you right now in the name of Jesus. I'd like to thank and praise God for each of you that have joined us and have been sharing with us on the broadcast on today. And we trust and pray that you will continue to be blessed. Know that there's some folks up in Connecticut that are praying for you, that you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Amen. That God is doing it. He's doing it for you right now. He's a right now God. Don't put God in a box. He's not passive. He's a right now God. He is living. He's a true and risen God. He is our true and risen Savior. There is a reality in serving a true and risen Savior. His name is Jesus. He is the Anointed One. And we thank God for Jesus on today. If you're in the Central Connecticut area, we invite you to come and share with us on this morning at Kingdom Destiny of Restoration and Blessings, 135 Burnside Avenue in East Hartford. There's a word in the house for you. You are more than welcome to fellowship and share with us on this morning. Reach out to us with your prayer requests, 860-655-0070, 860-655-0070. We are available to you. Receive your prayer requests and know that we are praying for you. Until next week, the Lord's will. May God bless you and keep you. This is our prayer for you in Jesus' name.
You're listening to 97.5 FM, The Power. You're listening to